Tonight is Yidalad, Iyar, Pesach Sheini. Speak about Yudim and Pesach Sheini a little bit. What's the avoid of Pesach Sheini? What the in Yunim, Haluchis, if there are any, Bizman Azer, Pesach Sheini. In Yalkut Shemoini, in Parshas Pinchas, states as follows. Omer Ablevi, V'chal chodesh v'chodesh shebekayetz bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten Yisrael moed. In every single month of the summer, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Klal Yisrael a moed. B'nissan nusan lahem Pesach, b'iyar nusan lahem Pesach Ku. We see from the Lushan of the Yalkut Shemoini, as the Yalkut Shemoini calls, Chazal called Pesach Sheini, is referred to as a moed. However, if we look in Rashi, in Parshas Baloischo, in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, we see there very clearly Rashi says that Pesach Sheni ain shem yontif ulav. That Pesach Sheni is not referred to, is not a yontif. Even those people who brought a korban Pesach, they had to bring the korban Pesach, but it doesn't mean that the day Pesach Sheni became a yontif. And the Ma'aseh Azoi state nochemol in Rashi, in Pesuchim and Daf Tzadik Hei and Medalef, Rashi says very clearly that the reason why Pesach Sheni, one doesn't say Halal when one eats the Korban Pesach, is because Pesach Pesach Sheni Einoi Yontif. So we see Be'etzim as it's Nishkin Yontif. But nevertheless, it's considered a Yoyim Depagre, an important day. In Medrash Rab, I said when they ate it.
So I didn't know.
But the question is, perhaps we'll get to that. I said when they ate it, they didn't say yontif, they didn't say halal, why not? Says Rashi there, because it's not a yontif. If we see in Medrash Rabbah in Esther, this is Perek Zayin, Ois Yud Beis, state that when Homon was Hippel Pir Hi Hagoyro, Miyoyim, Liyoyim, Michoydish, Lachoydish. She went through all the Chadushim of the year to find the Chodesh which he thought would be a time when he could Chas Vashulim kill the Eden. And every time he found there was something which was in his way, a Yontif, stated in the Medrash, when he came to Chodesh Iyar, there was Pesach Sheni. So he thought, now it doesn't work. So you see, this was speaking about Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. The Gzair of Homa was in this man between the first base of English and the second base of English. And yet there was this chis of Pesach Sheini that Homa said, I can't kill the Yidden in the Chodesh Iyar because it's Pesach Sheini. This medrash is a raya that even Bizman Hagulis, when we don't have the Korban Pesach, there's no Pesach Sheini bepoil, nevertheless, there's still a chashivas of Pesach Sheni, Ad Kedei Kach, that Homan said, I can't kill the Eden in Chodesh Iyar because you got Pesach Sheni. There's a shal in the Poskim whether tomorrow you should say Tachnan or you don't say Tachnan. I'm sure here Machzik Hadas, they won't say Tachnan.
Chodesh can
is Lamasa, if you look in Mushtait and Shulchan Aruch, you will not find at all Pesach Sheni mentioned, not in Shulchan Aruch and not in the Rambam. Comes along the Prima Gudim. Prima Gudim says very clearly that you're supposed to say Tachnan on Yom Tov Sheni. Because even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Hoyakayam, it was only a special day for those people who actually brought the Korban Pesach. Oh, but somebody who didn't bring the Korban Pesach, for him was just an ordinary day. And today there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we are all Tomei. So the Choyre, afraid of the Mephoshim, Nachroinim, Mahecha Tesa, that one shouldn't say Tachnan because Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Hoyakayam, there was for those who brought the Korban Pesach, on Pesach Sheni was for them like a Yom Tov. But we're not bringing the Korban Pesach. Azoi Fregen Kamim Mephoshim, the Master in the Eishel Avrum, Batut Avrum, he says quite clearly that the minig is not to say Tachnan. The reason being, he says, because we still want to be Ma'oira, the Inyan, that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Hoyakayim, this was a special day for those people who had to bring the Korban Pesach. But as I said, L'choira, you see clearly from this Medrash Rabbah in Esther, that Homon couldn't kill the Yidin in Chodesh Iyar, although it was speaking about Bizman Hagulis, because it was Bizman of Pesach Sheni. So you see, even Bizman Hagulis, that Pesach Sheni has a chashivas. There's another shala whether even for those that don't say Tachnun on Yidalad Nissan, on Yidalad year tomorrow, what's with Tezvov Nissan? Tezvov Nissan is already. Tezvov is ready. Those people who brought the Korban Pesach, they did the Shechita Yidalad year in the afternoon. And then they ate it Leil Tezvov, but Tezvov in the morning is showing La'achamasa. So there's nothing really be'etzem then not to say Tachnun. Even then, Shteit from the Pinchas Karatza, as the minig is Mezuk Nish Tachnun, he says Nishtal Pesach Sheni anymore, but because Tezvov Nissan, was the first day which the mon fell. So therefore, as Shteit Hakin in the Medrash Rabbah and Esther there as well, that Tezvov Iyah is the first day the mon fell. Therefore, as that Inyan is. Some people have the minig not to say Tachnun. Lemasa, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that Pesach Sheni, he calls it a Yontif Midivrayim. It's like a Yontif Midrabuna. Rashi Taka says it's Nishkin Yontif. But we see Chazal says it is called a Moyiv. It's a Yontif Midivrayim. The Chidur says, Yabek Kisas Besimcha, Kikuda Shayoyim. In Megillas Tanis, it's written that it's forbidden to say a Hesped, it's forbidden to fast, Shaitan Divrei Shul. So we see that there are inyunim of Pesach Sheni even bizman hazeh. The Kaf HaChaim, the Siman Tov Chof Tes, quotes B'Shem Neshloha Kudosh, that it's correct on Pesach Sheni that a person should learn the halachas of the Korban Pesach, the halachas of Pesach Sheni, like we know in the Shalma Purim Sifu Seini. We didn't bring the Korban Pesach by Pesach Rishon, so really we should be bringing now the Korban Pesach today. So if we're not bringing the Korban Pesach today, at least one should be oisik behilchus ben yune Pesach Sheni neshalma purim sifu seini. It was a very beautiful vote from one of the Belzer Rebbes, Rabbi Shila Belzer. We said by the Seder, Lela Seder, zeicha lemigdash kehilel, kainu zehil bizman shebeis hamigdash hoyekayim, hoyekorech Pesach matzeh murim v'oichlem biyachad, lekayim ma'ashenema, al matzois emaroirim yoichli. It's a glorious kasha. This pusik, Lekayim Mashenema, Al Matzos and Rim Rechli, is written by Pesach Sheni in Parshas Baal Oischo. Why does the Baal Aguda put this pusik? It should say Lekayim Mashenema, in Matzos Al Meroyim Yechli, which is written by Pesach Rishon. Od Gezuk Rabbi Shila Belzer, as when we are sitting by the Leila Seder, and unfortunately we haven't been able to bring the Korban Pesach, so it's a tefillah. Lekayim Mashenema, we didn't bring Pesach Rishon. Let's chosh bizoich lekayim Mashenema. Dus v'shtei ba Pesach Sheni al matzis imeroyrim yechli. We should chosh bring the Korban Pesach ba Pesach Sheni. When this vote was said over to the Lemberger Ruf, the Shoyle Meishiv, he said ichab a groyse kasha of the Belzer Rebbe. So b'feresh ha'halucha that only yechidim bring a Pesach Korban Pesach Pesach Sheni. The Chazal zogen. Yuchid nidcha ve'ein tzibah niduchim. If the whole tzibah didn't bring, the tzibah doesn't bring again the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. So what does it mean? Lekayim Mashenema, we should all bring the Pesach Sheni. It's halucha for yechidim, nish for the tzibah. But Ibbe gezugt the kasha of the Sholem Meshiv to the Belzer Rebbe, Shila Belzer, to gezugt, it's a befeisha Yishalmi in the ninth Perek of Pesuchim, that state dorten, that if the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, in such a case, Hal Rabbi Hida, although in a normal year, Timah Hitra B'tzib, if everybody was told me when one brings the Korban Pesach B'Rishon Ish B'Sheni, but when one couldn't bring, because there was no Beis HaMikdash, then one will bring the Korban Pesach ganz klali, so we'll bring it taka Pesach Sheni. Al derech ze, utgezuk de galant haruv, tzifeem for an akasha, was a sachom gefreit of the Chasam Sofer. There is a tshiva in Tshiva's Chasam Sofer, which the Chasam Sofer wrote on Yid Iyah, the 10th of Iyah, and he writes there, that he's written this tshiva Yid Iyah, he writes the day, Yid Iyah, Yoim Bika Pesach Sheni. The day when one has to be mavak, one has to separate a korban 4 days before Pesach Sheni to see if it's around. Freig nachroinim is beferish shigamurim mesechtes psochim daf tzadik hei. The only Pesach Rishon needs bika 4 days earlier. We learn it out from a pusik shteit, but also lachoidish hazeh, the 10th day of this month of Chodesh Nissan, you have to separate the korban beforehand. Of a Pesach Sheni, you can take it. Just before you shecht, you take a korban and you shecht it. It doesn't need 4 days preparation. Frage nach Reunen zu halten, nach Hassel Seufer, right such a thing, that Yid Iyah is Yoim Bika Pesach Sheini, Zug the Galant Haruv al Derech this Yishalmi. That if the Beis HaMikdash was to be rebuilt, and the Chassel Seufer gehofft, as Hanu Noch Zoych as Amakim Mashiach, then on that day, Yid Iyah will be Yoim Bika Korban Pesach Sheini, because it will be like Pesach Rishon, the whole of Klal Yisrael will bring together, then it will be the same Haluchas as Pesach Rishon. Avkidei kach, as the Meshach Chochma writes a Grisa Chiddush in Parshas Pinchas, that actually, if the Beis HaMikdash was to be rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni will not be one day, it will be 7 days. And there's a famous Zoya Kodesh, which because of it, some Hasidim have the minig, not only do not say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni and Tezvov, they say the entire coming week of Hoyd, Zugin Zengish Kentachnun. Why? Because in Zoya Kodesh state, that somebody we know was Tome Bederch Choyka, Zug the Zoya Kodesh, and he wasn't Rui to bring the Korban Pesach, when it comes Pesach Sheni, Kiriza Kuris, it goes out to Ahachruza proclamation Shemayim, Kolmanda La Yuchel Mechma Trenisa, anybody who wasn't yet Makabal the Shchina should come now until the gates are not yet closed. For the next 7 days, they can come, can hop around for 7 days. Fitos Zoyakud Vadu Pesach Sheni. And this is Pesach Sheni. Lechori Pesach Sheni is only one day. Was it Zoyakudish mean that for 7 days it goes out Ahachruza? The Zoyakudish, we understand, Al Derech, the Meshech Chochma, that it's possible sometimes for Pesach Sheni in theory to be 7 days. So nowadays as well, there is a hachruza for 7 days, which goes out, that one can still do chaparan. And that's why some people have the minig, it's quoted by Rav Shlomo Kligan, it's Sefer LaTorah, there isn't such a minig, that one doesn't say tachnun 7 days. It's nish lefi the Ramu, because Ramu says very clearly the minig is that one doesn't say tachnun on Lag Ba'oimah. It says mechlal, that the days before Lag Ba'oimah, so do azav minig. Rashi in Pashas Baloischa, in the Pasha of Pesach Sheni, Rashi says something very interesting. Pesach Sheni, matzah v'chumetz imoy babayis. It's not the same as Pesach Rishon that you got to clear your house out of chumetz. You can have chumetz, says Rashi. V'ein issa chumetz. There's no issa chumetz, ele imoy bachiluso. There's only an issa chumetz, so Rashi, when you're eating the Korban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, then there's an Issa Chumetz of Rashi. You can't have the same time Chumetz while you're eating the Pesach Sheni. Oh, but Be'etzem, there's no Issa at all to have Chumetz in your possession and to eat Chumetz on Pesach. B'Shas Achiz Kom Pesach of Rashi in Baloischa is forbidden to eat Chumetz. Kim de Minchas Chinuch, emitz a Shin Pei Aleph, and a frig a gewaldige kasha. Lo yedati maheichon yotza l'Rashi zeh. So I don't know where did Rashi get this from, that there's an issa of eating chometz with the Korban Pesach. Denira deinis aklal. It's not mentioned anywhere that you're not allowed to have chometz when you're eating the Pesach Sheni. Rak de mitzvah of lechel kazayis Pesach, kazayis matzah, kazayis mura. Avol sheyeh issa bechometz dovezihi tamia etzli ma'oid. I don't know anywhere where does Rashi get this from that it's an issa of chumetz. But as I state in Rashi in Parshas Bala Yischa, state in Chivas Mishnah Soche, from one of the greatest rabbinim before the war, his name was Rav Teich Tal Hashem Yim Kondomai, Evel Zugan a gewaltige chab. If we look in the Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim and Daf Tzadik Hei, there the Mishnah explains what are the haluchos of Pesach Sheni. And it says the Mishnah as follows. Ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What's the difference between the first Pesach and the second one? Harishon, the Pesach Rishon, also bal yiru bal yimutze. There's an issa to have chometz, to own chometz. V'hasheni, Pesach Sheni, chometz im matzah imoy babayis. You can have chometz and matzah in your house. Now, if you're going to say that you're even allowed to eat it, why didn't the Mishnah say more? Why did the Mishnah say, Abba Pesach Sheni, Chometz and Matzah Imoy Babayis? The Mishnah should have said, Abba Pesach Sheni, Chometz and Matzah Imoy Bachilusoy. Elamai, Zuk the Rav Teich Tal, from the Lushan Mishnah, you can see that the Mishnah took on that there's an issa to eat Chometz. You're allowed to own Chometz, you can have Chometz earlier, you can have Chometz later. Abba Beshas Matzah, Avada, you're forbidden to have Chometz. Azoi, Zug the Mishnah Socha. Andra Achroinim want to put the comment in this Rashi in a different place, and they want to say that Rashi also is Moida, Avad, you're allowed to have Chometz with your carbon Pesach. And they read the Rashi, not like we said before, for the Minchas Chinuch. And Be'emes Pnei Shi is a clue of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, they read the Rashi as follows. Pesach Sheini Matzah V'chumetz Imoy V'bayis V'ein Isach Chumetz. There is no Isach Chumetz. Ela Imoy Bachilusoy. You can even have it Bachilusoy with the carbon Pesach. Depends where you put the comma. You can either read the Rashi, V'ein Isach Chumetz Ela Imoy Bachilus. There's no Isach Chumetz except while you're eating the carbon Pesach. Or you can read the Rashi, V'ein Isach Chumetz, comma, Ela Imoy Bachilusoy. You can have it while you're eating it. Aber steht in anderen Freunden, that's the wrong way to read Rashi. For Haraya from another Rashi, is a Rashi in Masechta Sikha, where Rashi says very clearly in Daf Mem Zayin on the base, Pesach Sheini, Eino Usa Bechumetz, Ela Shetuin Matzah LeMitzvah, you need to have Matzah, V'Oichel Chumetz Miyad, and straight away, say afterwards you can have Chumetz. You see from this Rashi in Masechta Sikha, Rashi says V'Oichel Chumetz Miyad, straight after you're allowed again to have chometz. Or you can see from Rashi, b'shas achilas kol pesach, you're not allowed to have any chometz. That's the halachos of the kol pesach. There's a great chiddush which the Noi Debi Hida zok in the Sefer Tzlach, on Bruchas Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. He says al zahava mina, abe Reb Itzel Aponovich in his Sefer Zeicha Yitzchok in the Stipel in the Sefer Kiddush Yaakov zok in azoy lemasa. That the halachas of matzah on Pesach Sheni, even with man shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, were not the same as halachas on Pesach Rishon, which means to say as follows: one halachas we know is you have to have lechem oini, which means you can't have matzah shir, you can't add anything to your matzah. Lechem oini, we learn that as well. She'oinim ulav devorav haba. The shal is with man shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, when a person brought the korban Pesach, did he have to say the haguda or did he not have to say haguda? Zuk the tzlach. Steht in the Torah, v'higalto levincho bayoim hahi. The Haguda is a chiv dafke on lel tezvot benissim. So kim does what nishmekayim v'in the midst of lechem oini, sha'oinim ulo dvorv habe. Zug the tzlach, if you're not mekayim this part of lechem oini, similarly the other aluchas of lechem oini that can't be matrashira, also don't apply. All you have to make sure is you have to have matzah. But the other haluchas of various other halachos of matzah do not apply on Pesach Sheni. Now the shal is bisman hazeh that we are all tomei and we're not bringing the korban Pesach. What is this inyan that some people have an inyan to eat a minute to eat tomorrow matzah? Is it correct minute or not a correct minute? The chazonish nishkehalt nechlal fin esa matzah tomorrow because he was choishish as a shala of bal toisiv as a isa of bal toisiv to moisiv. So therefore, a whole lemushal, if a person wants to sit in the sikkah, matzah sikkah, a shalav al toisiv, you can sit in the sikkah when it's not the zman sikkah, because it's not bechal mechach, you're doing it l'shem mitzah sikkah. But if you eat matzah in a zman which it could be that there might be a chiev, and ba'etzim there's no chiev, and you're doing na achadav esen ha-matzah, could be a shalav al toisiv. So the whole year is no problem to eat matzah. Of the chazonish held that on Pesach Sheni, when somebody has a chiv, has got to eat matzah, and we have not got this chiv, chaznish with choishish, there might be an issa bal toisif. Zug the Avnei Nezer, that's why many people have the minik to eat matzah dafka tomorrow afternoon. Why? Because bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim, somebody who brought the Pesach Sheni, like we know Erev Pesach Rishon, there's an issa of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, because you have to eat the matzah lutei ovoim on Lel HaSeder. Similarly, somebody bought tomorrow's Korban Pesach. He didn't eat the Korban Pesach and the matzah tomorrow. He ate it Lel Tezvov Iyah. And Pashas was probably an issa for him to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach Sheni, on Yudalad. It was Pashas Issa. Zug the Avnei Nezer, that's why we have this minig to eat matzah dafka yidalad. Why? Because since bisman shabbos hamikdash hayakayim, it was usa. So we're eating it bisman the hakrova, nish bisman the chile, and then there's no issa at all of bal toisif. Other people do have the minig to eat it taka lel tezvov. And I saw a very nice minig from the Minkat Sheruv. The Minkat Sheruv used to be noig, that he used to sing, although we said there's no mitzvah of Haggud, it's also machlokes, but he used to sing, Ade he yivne beise bekuroiv, that's what he used to sing that when they guess in the matzah Pesach Sheni, because that's a dover be'itoi, the beit that the boy Shem shall build, beise bekuroiv, omen keni hirutza.